Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time? There will be a reward at the end.
What are the questions about? I was just
What's going on in the nation right now, politically wise, if you're going to vote next year for the presidential elections. It's political.
Oh, I'm going to sound dumb, but go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. There's no right or wrong answer, believe me. It's how you feel. We're just interested in your opinion.
Oh, how you feel. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And now, what is your race? I have white, black, or African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 49. What'd that make me? 63?
Yeah, 49. No, more than that, because I was born in 55 and I'm 68.
Okay, 73, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm 73.
No, less than that. Less than that. Less than 73. 49. You are. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. And what is your
Yay.
race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a master's in education
Oh,
degree.
wow. No kidding. My daughter, too. She's a teacher. How about that? Well, good
Oh,
for you.
congratulations. That's
Thank
wonderful.
you. Thank you. Yeah, I know. She's a good kid.
Yeah,
Next,
I'm a
I,
retired teacher.
yeah, well, she's only 40, so, I mean, you know, she's, I
Oh,
feel,
she's
well,
yeah, she's
I feel called my little girl. You know, it's always going to be like that anyway, but, you know, that's how it is.
That's true.
Yeah, thank you. Next, some questions about how you think about things are going in
Wait
your
just a minute. You
community.
say you have a 40-year-old daughter?
Yeah, I'm 68. I was born in
Oh,
1955.
you sound
Yeah.
40. You sound young yourself.
Oh, no
Okay.
kidding. Well, thank you.
You
Next,
have.
are some questions about how you think about things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very
Well,
satisfied, somewhat.
I love our country, and I'm just optimistic. I'll say I'm satisfied.
Somewhat, or very satisfied.
Oh, I thought satisfied was sort of a
Yeah, well, no, they have very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied. Meaning, you know, if you're somewhat satisfied, is what you're saying. Very satisfied is like you have a lot of money, that's why you'd be very satisfied. No, just kidding. Somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Well, I guess I'm the way the country's going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve, disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
I strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are you of your opinions of each of the panelists? I want to reach your list using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know that person, you never heard of the organization or the group, just let me know. Okay, the first one I have on the list is Kamala Harris. How do you feel about her? 0 to 10.
Was one of the options very satisfying?
No, this is from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you've cold towards them, you're not in favor, unfavorable. A 10 means that you're very warm and favorable. A 5 means that you're neutral. Kamala Harris, the vice president.
10.
Thank you. Cornel West, 0 to 10.
Who?
Cornel West. If you never heard of it, that's okay. Okay, that's okay. Don't worry about it. That's okay. If you haven't heard of the person or the organization that I'm going to mention, just let me know. Okay, no, I'll take care of that. Donald Trump. How do you feel about him? 0 to 10.
It's got to be either just a 0 or 10. It can't be in between.
Yeah, sure. You can go. You can use any number between 0 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know.
Donald Trump. Let me see. I'll say 6.
Okay. Thank you. And Fani Willis. I'm sure you know who that is.
Who?
Fani Willis.
Fani Willis.
Yes.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. No problem. No problem. That's okay. Brian Kemp. Don't know?
Governor of Georgia. I would say a 7.
Okay. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Well, I have to say 10.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden, the president. 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, which means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes, change on issues that matter to you. You can use the number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Wow, good. There we go. Well, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and the 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it is somewhat less powerful, or it is much less powerful?
Oh, somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices? This is on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, or 5 means that there's a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and a 10 means that you definitely will vote in 2024. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit, not much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other states and state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, or another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now for something a little different. And has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or staying about the same since Joe Biden became president? Gotten better, staying about the same, or gotten worse?
Has what gotten better?
Your life. Since
my life.
Joe Biden
my life.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I would say about the same, because I don't think one person determines how your life gets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm getting older, so that colors my perception of how my life is. So as far as what Joe Biden has to do with it is that he's doing a good job. So let me just say 7.
No numbers. Gotten better, staying about the same, or gotten worse? Oh, it's the same.
I would say better.
Better, okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Criminal justice reform, 0 to 10. You think that that should be definitely a priority to the Democrats in Congress, or not at all, or no? 0 to 10 or 5 or whatever number you want, you like to give me. How you feel?
The criminal justice.
Yeah, reform.
I always give that a 10 priority.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Crime and violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Gun control, 0 to 10.
10.
Of course, I understand. Voting rights, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Environmental justice, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Inflation.
Let me ask you about the last one, environmental justice. It depends on who is deciding the justice.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they say Democrats top priorities. That's why they put that there. Because
you mean between Democrats and Republicans?
No, this is just what Democrats should be concerned about.
Concerned with
the priority, right. So that's a 10 is good. Inflation or cost of living? Do you think that they should be concerned with inflation or cost of living?
One, well, both of them are related.
Which one? The inflation and the cost of living. Yeah, they're related, sure.
Yeah. What number would you give me?
I
say 10.
Oh, thank you. That's it. Thank you. Okay. Moving right along. I'm going to reach you. We're halfway there. So thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm going to reach you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Criminal justice reform, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you.
I'm biased, though. I'm a Democrat, okay?
Okay. That's okay. Like, I understand. There's no right or wrong, believe me. We're just interested in your opinion and how you feel. If that's how you feel, fine, you know? Okay.
Well, that's the way I feel, yeah.
That's right. No problem. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Crime and violence.
10.
0 to 10, thank you. Gun control, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Voting rights, 0 to 10.
What kind of rights?
Voting, to vote.
Oh,
voting
10,
rights.
10.
Thank you.
10.
Environmental justice, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Very nice. Moving right along, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water, as well as eliminate lead pipes. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. A great deal for amount, not that much, not at all. If it impacts
fair
you.
Amount.
Okay, thank you. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremists and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. A great deal for amount, not that much, not all.
Well, that's a loaded question.
White
supremacists, that's the value judgment, first of all. They don't tell, a lot of times you can't tell who they are. And then people who assume that they are, they might be wrong. So it's kind of a loaded question. But if they,
because he's saying this is a law that they have passed already, the Biden administration. So, and what the question is, does it have any impact or will impact your life a great deal or for a month, not that much or not at all? The question
is, a great deal.
Okay, thank you. There you go. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We are 71%. We have a few more questions. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Just rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's extremely convincing reason to vote in November
2024. Extremely what?
Extremely convincing reason to vote.
Okay.
And a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Okay, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policy. 0 to 10, is that a convincing? It will be a 10. If it's not convinced at all, it's a 0 or any number in between.
Well, this is something I'm not hearing out in the public, but
that's why we do the survey, because they don't, you don't hear about this. I didn't even know that either.
Yeah.
But that's why the survey, that's why we do the services, they're not going to put that there if it's not true. So,
so
that's what's going on.
So the question is it convincing that he's doing a lot?
Is it a convincing reason for you to vote next year? Yeah.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. The next one is, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represent us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you did, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you most? You can choose from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, and the 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you the most. 0 to 10.
I always think 10.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but if as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will vote, and 5 means there's a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and a 10 means that you will definitely vote. 0 to 10.
I will definitely 10.
Thank you. Will you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024? You care a great deal, a little bit, not much, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you.
I care a great deal.
Thank you. And in November 5th, 2024, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices are held today. Will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, and other third-party candidates? Will you now vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. So you didn't change your mind. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Local Board of Elections, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Or you never heard of it?
A great deal. A great deal.
Thank you. Black Voters Matter, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. Pro Georgia, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. New Georgia Project, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. Secretary of State, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. People's Agenda, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. Fair Count, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great, great deal.
Thank you. Fair Fight, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Oh, you never
great
heard
deal.
Of it. Thank you. Okay. The next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Somewhat or very?
What is meant by progressive? I say very progressive.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Are you the parent of or a guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
Under 18?
Yes.
I have grandchildren, but no, my children are older.
But
my
you're not
children
the parent,
are older than
okay. 18. Okay, but you're not the parent or the guardian of any kids under 18, right?
No,
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or staying-at-home parent, student?
Retired.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. And your best estimate, you don't have to be exact.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'll have to check that out.
I
got an answer. That's okay. You don't have to. I put that you don't know. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short service by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. I say thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert. We'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. No problem. That concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. You were great. Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So are you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.